Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Expert to Authority show. My name is Simone Vincenzi. I'm your host, and this is the show for coaches, speakers, and trainers who want to grow their businesses while making an impact in the world. And today, we have an incredible interview talking about mastermind, human connection, the future of the coaching industry, where this is going to go, and why also human connection and masterminds are important. So you really want to pay attention because, as you know, the world of coaching in our industry is changing. There is an incredible advancement. Technology and AI in particular is disrupting the entire environment. So understanding what's going to really work in your business to create that community, to create that connection with people is going to be crucial. So you got to pay attention to this. Before we get into the interview, I introduce my guest today. I want to remind you a couple of things. One, if you're new to the show, you like what you hear, please hit the subscribe button straight away so you don't miss any other episode. And also the second thing is to look in the show notes because we have our webinar conversion kit, which will help you create a high converting webinar presentation in less than 3 hours. It's only $30. We have a special offer right now. So go straight into the show notes and check it out. Another thing that you will find also in the show notes is one of the gifts from our guest today, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. So let's get started with the show. Our guest today is a serial entrepreneur, is a business coach and mastermind guru with 30 years of experience starting buying and selling six-figure businesses. His story includes losing everything after the 2010 financial crisis. We're going to explore that. And rising from the shame to shine as the mastermind guy. He helps coaches and experts with the programs that in the six-figure mastermind bootcamp and mastermind mastery, which is about creating and launching your high-end mastermind in 60 days. So we're going to talk about creating more human connection one master at a time. Please welcome Jay Fairbrother. Welcome, Jay. It's good to see you here.
Hey, Simone. Thanks very much for having me. Looking forward to this.
All right. We're going to get started straight away with our tip of the day, which is one tool, book, tip that you have that people should know about that makes your life or business better. What is that for you?
So this is something that I have to work on every day because it's been a shift for me over the last couple of years. And it's what I call getting yourself out of the push energy mindset. And what I mean by that is that I very much, and even when I was, you know, kind of jumping back into the coaching arena and putting programs out there, you know, I was so consumed with the results, right? Like I did a webinar and I didn't get enough sales and I've got to push harder and I've got to send more emails and I've got to, you know, I've got to immediately retweak everything. And I have a mentor that I work with who's taught me how to release that push energy and have more of an acceptance, and some would call it an attraction energy. And it's not a mentality thing. It's literally your energy. It's changing that energy from being that sort of desperate and pushing and needing things to happen to be more like, you know what? It's flowing, stay in the flow, it's going to happen, and, you know, be stay true to yourself instead of, you know, getting out there and becoming salesy or, you know, gimmicky or, you know, that kind of thing. So that's my tip.
I love that. Is there, I would love to expand a bit more on this. Is there a starting point for this? Because it is an internal shift, like changing your energy where you're used to, maybe like you were, just like pushing all the time. Is not something that maybe happens overnight and there might be a practice for it. Is there a starting point or something that really helped you out to start shifting this?
Yeah. So I don't have like a trick or tool for this. My practice though, is that I try to remember every day when I wake up literally to check myself around that and say, you know, watch for the push energy. And it's really about recognizing when it's happening and the triggers and being able to shut it down. And that's what I'm really good at now. First of all, it doesn't come up nearly as often or as much. But now, even when things go wrong, I'm able to shut down that push energy and be able to be much more effective working through, you know, looking at the reasons it might not have and the and ways we can improve things. So it's just, it's like a daily reminder.
I love it. It's about having the awareness here. It's about having the awareness. Am I showing up with this push energy or not? And that's definitely the first step. So thank you for sharing. It's a huge shift. It's a huge shift. I think that a lot of us go through this transition going, I've been running my business for 12 years. And I can definitely saw a similar shift because after a while, I just didn't like myself anymore on how I was reacting. And it was so stressful. And it was just so impossible to maintain and not the kind of person I wanted to be also in my business as well. Yeah. So I can relate to that. Now we're going to be talking about connection actually, which is a part of this process. And for everyone that is listening right now, if you are inspired and you want to create your mastermind and see how you can create it and which way you can create it in your business, in the show notes you will also see a link that Jay has created, which is a scorecard. We're going to talk about that at the end, but if you're curious or you're inspired, go into the show notes and check the link. Jay. First question for you now is how did you get to this point, right? Because you said that you were buying and selling seven-figure businesses, lost everything, and then became the mastermind guy. So there is a bit of a gap there that you got to fill me in. tell me a bit more on that side.
Well, okay. So the short version is I've been a serial entrepreneur for 30 years. My very first company I built over about 12 years to 200 employees, 10 million in annual revenue, and I sold that business in 2004. And the next few years were really fun. I traveled, I bought three other businesses, I invested in many different things. And then if anyone listening has ever had a period in your life when things were going along swimmingly and something out of your control happened, there was this little thing called the Great Recession that started in 2008. Mm-hmm. And so by 2012, I, like many people on the planet, lost everything. And I mean everything. So I quite literally, within a period of a couple of years, went from being a multimillionaire living in a mansion to living in my friend's basement without even a car, completely bankrupt. I lost my marriage. And I sat in that basement alone, isolated, disconnected from the world. I hid in that basement. I had built for 15 years, I had built this my entire identity around being the successful serial entrepreneur. And now I've got nothing. I'm a total failure in my mind. I'm sitting in that shame. So I was in that basement literally for 5 months, but figuratively more like 5 years. That's the part of the story I wish I could tell differently. Like, yeah, I bounced right back up and, you know, went out and started four other businesses. That didn't happen for me. I really struggled to let go of all that and deal with that shame and get out of it. So fast forward, when I finally felt like I had built up enough resilience to jump back into the game, hang my shingle again and deal with the rejection that is, you know, that's part of the game, right? That's what we sign up for when we become especially a solo entrepreneur as a coach, consultant, trainer. So I thought I have enough resilience and I go back and put myself out there. And I knew I wanted to do masterminds. So I entered my first mastermind experience was 25 years ago. I remember to this day walking out of that very first mastermind meeting 25 years ago and saying to myself, oh my God, I finally found my tribe. So this was a mastermind of entrepreneurs. And it was like immediately in that first meeting, it was like, oh my God, these are my people. Like they get me. They are me.
Yeah.
So that was the start of my mastermind journey. And I was so enthralled with the masterminding concept and hanging out with other entrepreneurs that I started joining one mastermind after another. And then I started creating my own and that kind of thing. And here I am today.
Wow. It must have been incredibly challenging and in that period of time. And kudos to you, you know, my hat off for having the strength of restarting and rebuilding yourself from scratch. And I think this becomes very inspirational for everyone who is listening. It's maybe going through a tough time. Remember that, you know, maybe it's not going to be straight away, but you have it in you. And you can get back up on your feet. That's the message I want to leave everyone after you share this.
Yeah. So I was in that. I was in maybe 10 or 12 masterminds by the time of the crash, and I let go of everything in that after that crash, except my kids, obviously. And I stayed in my first mastermind. I ended up staying in that mastermind for 17 years. And it was the support of that mastermind is the only reason I made it through that time period. And it went way beyond just a place to live, basement to live in, and a car that I could borrow until I got back on my feet. That mastermind supported me in ways that I can't even articulate.
And this is really the power of what we are talking right now. So let's start from the basics for people that, because we have people that are listening, going to be very new to the business, and people that they already know have been on many masterminds. So if you're listening right now, we're going to start a bit more from the basics to get everyone on the same page, and then we can go into the more advanced things in a moment. But it from your perspective, what is a mastermind for the people that don't know? What is a mastermind? Yeah. Let's start from the foundation.
So Napoleon Hill is credited with coming up with the term, and the concept's pretty simple. You put one person with a brain in a room, another person with a brain. You create this third invisible, intangible force that he called the mastermind. So if you imagine putting 8 to 14 people in a room on all of those brains, imagine the size of the invisible and tangible force that you create. So that the true mastermind concept is around ideas of support and collaboration and co-creation and shared wisdom and collective experience. Differentiate that from most coaches, speakers, gurus, and experts who have just the one-to-many, you know, teaching down to a crowd, right? The typical group coaching is you show up, you pray to the altar of the guru, there's a little bit of Q&A. Now, a lot of people will slap a mastermind label on that because it's sexier and they can get more money, but that's not a true mastermind. The true mastermind, and the reason I mentioned 8 to 14 people, is one of the critical elements to a true mastermind is in every single meeting, every person in that meeting should have a voice and make a contribution.
Yeah.
So again, it's spreading the wealth. It's not that the only contribution comes from the guru and you're exuding your brilliance and, you know, it's a collaboration of, you know, look, everybody here has value that they can add to this group. And we can all help each other and support each other to grow and, you know, achieve common aspirations and goals. So that's kind of the basis of what a mastermind is.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Group coaching is not masterminding. They're two very different concepts. Masterminding is where, as you mentioned, you have people coming together, sharing ideas, supporting each other. There is not a specific leader teaching. There is people bringing something up and then having this brainstorming of ideas, sharing connections. And that's what makes a true mastermind. But of course, there are mastermind and masterminds. And your personal philosophy is really about creating those human connections. And I've been part of many masterminds myself. I found masterminds where I built this incredible strong relationships that then they became, as you mentioned, my support network. They became my family, really. That's, I don't have any other way to describe it. It really became my family. It became the people I could lean in, where we were there sticking up for each other. And then I've been part of other mastermind that we were, you know, showing up at a meeting, doing our thing, but the level of connection wasn't built, wasn't there. And therefore, missing that, I couldn't feel that, okay, these people are my family. It's like, okay, cool people. We had a good run, but now everyone moves in their own direction. So yeah. What makes a difference between a mastermind that creates a real tight connection to one that is a bit more transactional?
Yeah, it's a great question. So you hit on a couple of key choice words. One is relationships. And that's really what it's about, right? It's about intentionally creating deep relationships within the members of the group so that people can show up as their true selves, right? It's about creating that safe container. I refer it sometimes as like a womb, where you have safety, trust, confidentiality, and people can really open up and get vulnerable and talk about the shit that's really bothering them, not just the surface level stuff that we normally are, you know, asking questions about or discussing. But there, so, you know, a lot of people think, okay, I get that. That doesn't sound too hard. Let me get a group of people together and, you know, we'll build relationships and it'll get deep. But you've got to know how to facilitate those types of meetings and create the strategies and the protocols and the rules for your mastermind so that you create that safe container. So that's the one piece. And then you mentioned family. We often refer to masterminds as you can create a family of choice.
Yeah.
Because sometimes our given family members, we would trade in some of them if we could in some cases. But that's really, that's what it's about. I mean, it's, you know, those lifelong relationships. It's people that, you know, you now pick up the phone for no matter what time of day or night they call, because that's how close you've become in that masterminding relationship. So that's the human connection piece. Right. And here's why I think that's critically important right now. If you think about the world we're living in today, you've probably heard the term digital disconnection, which is, you know, like when you go out into public and there's a group of friends sitting around, but they're all buried in their cell phones, not talking to each other. You know, you think about the polarization worldwide in politics. You think about the isolation that we all felt during COVID and some still. And the connection piece is what I think the world is starved for right now. And I think it's only going to increase that appetite for connection over the next 5 to 10 years. The other way I talk about that is in relation to coaches, speakers, experts, and gurus, right? We know that information's a commodity, right? That's been that way for at least a decade with the internet. But my theory is that training, if it's not already a commodity, within the next 5 to 6 years, it will totally be a commodity thanks to AI and ChatGPT. In other words, why would I pay you $1,000 or $2,000 to take your, you know, course, your 6 to 8 week program?
Yeah, when I can put some like prompts on ChatGPT and get the same results.
Yeah. I mean, ChatGPT can get me a law license and a medical degree. So why am I paying you $2,000 for your, you know, business course or mindset course or So that connection piece, I think, is what will differentiate and separate the coaches and experts of the future from everyone else.
Yeah, when we started exploring and asking a few questions before the interview, I knew we were going, we're on the same wavelength, because even the start of GTEx, GTEx is stands for growing together exponentially. And the first ever product that we sold, that we created, was a mastermind and a community. And I'm a big, incredibly big believer in this strong relationship that you are creating, and then your training and everything else coming on the side, coming secondary to that. Because those relationships, you can get training anywhere, but those relationships that are going to create and last for a lifetime. And as you mentioned, people being connection starved and finding people they can connect on a deeper human level, where you can build a kind of relationship where you're really sticking up for each other in the good and the bad, because that's what it creates, then is a gift. It is a gift. So for everyone who is thinking about maybe starting their own mastermind, and I say, well, I'm running already online courses. I'm doing my coaching one-to-one. Might have a group program, but not have a mastermind already. What do they need to think about to get it started in the right way? So then they don't create something transactional, but can create those deep connections. Where is the starting point here?
So I want to make a distinction because I mentioned 8 to 14 people before, and I mentioned that, you know, there are a lot of coaches and gurus who slap a mastermind label on what is basically group coaching. But there is something that I teach, which I call a hybrid, which is something in between. So I just want to make that distinction, that as you listen to some of the things that we talk about,
it doesn't have to be one or the other here.
Exactly. So, okay. So to circle kind of back to your question is, you know, you, anyone listening, should not create my mastermind, and you shouldn't create Simone's mastermind or Napoleon Hill's mastermind. You, part of the strategy and where I help people is to, it's like putting pieces of a puzzle together. You know, if you have brilliant content and are a brilliant trainer and coach, you don't want to create a mastermind, which completely leaves that out of the equation, right? You want to figure out, how do I still train and coach, but also create this safe container where these relationships grow to the levels that we've both talked about on this show already. So it's putting those, you know, figuring out what's the right combination for you is critical. And, you know, there's so many different types of masterminds. Let me review 5 reasons, if you are a coach, trainer, or guru, that you would want to consider this and consider doing this. So the first is just that you don't need a big list or a high-tech fancy sales funnel. If you have a $1,500 group coaching program or $1,500 coaching package, you need 67 clients just to reach 6 figures in revenue. With a mastermind, you can do that, reach 6 figures in revenue with 6 clients or 9 or 12. So that's one reason is, yeah, you don't need that huge, big list. You also don't need you don't need as much content. There's less reliance on the content. So, you know, if Simone, you came to me and said, "Yeah, I love what you're doing. Let's create a 52-week program together to teach X, Y, and Z." And that would keep me up at night, just the idea of creating 52 weeks of content, right? Like, yes, for some people, they would love that, but not for me. And recurring revenue is the other big thing. If you've been a coach for more than a minute, you understand the revenue roller coaster of launch cycles. You know, you do a big launch, hopefully successful. You have nothing in between then for a couple of months, or worse, you put all this effort and time and expense into this big launch and it doesn't go exactly as well as you expected.
Yeah.
So with these types of programs, which typically you're getting people to sign up for a minimum of 6 months, hopefully 12, sometimes ongoing, like a lot of masterminds you can create, there's no end date. You stay in as long as you're getting value and you keep paying. But it stabilizes your revenue as a coach, speaker, and guru, especially in the earlier stages of your business. And then impact. I will contend that because of that magical invisible force, that a mastermind can have as much, if not more, impact than one-on-one coaching. And you're adding the leverage to it to be able to scale and grow your business. And the last piece is, and it ties back to the where we started, which is that push energy piece. Mm-hmm. So when I work with coaches, one of the biggest problems that I see is, especially when they're starting out, is they go, "Okay, I've got all this expertise, I've got all this knowledge, and I know I can help people. So what can I create that people will buy?" Mm-hmm. And to me, you need to make a total mentality shift there. And instead of that, focus on who are the people that I would wake up every day and be passionate about helping.
Yeah.
Figure out that who and build a program around that. And the last piece of this is that even if you are a beginning stage coach and you're like, "I don't think I'm ready for that. I need to get my low end program, my lead magnet, my signature course, my," you know, those typical coaches ascension ladder.
Yeah.
First of all, I know plenty of people who launch masterminds and run masterminds, and that is their low end program, like a $10,000, $15,000 per person mastermind. So you don't have to have that ascension ladder. But even if you don't feel like you're ready or you know what that high-end program is yet, if you figure out your who, if you figure out who are the people that you're passionate about helping, they love you, you love them, then everything else you do in your business building the lower end stuff becomes easier because you have something to validate every decision day to day you make. Because does this help me get to my real who and that program that I really want to run that I would really be passionate about waking up every day and delivering?
So, I love it. I mean, if you're not convinced by now, not running a mastermind, these are some pretty strong reasons. It actually reminds me also to direct you to the show notes where you can see mastermindreadyscorecard.com. You can see also the link here in the video appearing if you're watching it on YouTube or other social media platforms. And that's where you can take your mastermind scorecard, which is an assessment that you can take to see how you can implement mastermind in your also in your business. So check it out in the show notes. I have another question about what things to be aware of that can go wrong when creating or running a mastermind, because the beautiful things about masterminds is people. Also, the other things that can get things to go wrong is people. It's a double-edged sword. And I've been on both sides of this sword,
yeah,
both as a client and as a mastermind leader as well. So from your perspective, what were some of the mistakes that people can avoid in order to preempt some of maybe not pleasant situation from happening that could get people from leaving or not having a good experience?
Yeah. So I'm laughing because I often say there's two kinds of people that you do not want in your mastermind: lurkers and narcissists. Lurkers, obviously, because you want participation and contribution from, yeah. I remember narcissists because part of that mastermind mentality is that, you know, he's come with a give first mentality and take second. Like,
yeah,
if you contribute to the group, what you're going to get back is going to be tenfold. As a mindset thing. So what the reasons masterminds fail are two main reasons. One is there's not enough structure and direction. So again, lots of people think, okay, I love this idea. Let me go out and get a bunch of entrepreneurs. Let me get about a bunch of women who are, you know, we all have this common goal or something, and we're going to start getting together and meeting. And for the first couple of months, it'll be great. Everybody will be all gung-ho and show up. But without structure and clear direction and a good facilitator, eventually it'll just crumble and fall apart, right? And I would even add skin in the game. Like, even when I create a true peer mastermind where I'm not doing it to make money, I'm doing it because I want peers that can help me and I can hang out with, I always make everybody have skin in the game. There's a cost to it so that people take it seriously, make the commitment, show up, right? And that is part of the strategy, is to make it a priority for everybody in the group. It's not you get in the group just because you can pay. You have to apply to get into the group. And when you're at an uber successful level with your mastermind, you don't even have to sell it. It's like, no, why don't you tell me why I should let you in to my mastermind, because it kicks ass and I am very selective about who gets in, right?
Yeah.
So the structure and direction is the one main thing. The second thing is what I call parity, like P-A-R-I-T-I-Y, meaning that if you have somebody in our mastermind that the rest of the group goes, why did they let that person in, right? That can destroy a mastermind, because it doesn't mean that everybody has to be the same. In fact, I personally love diversity masterminds where it's all different types of business owners, because I like hanging around with people who don't think in the same box that I think in. So, but there has to be some parity. So there's got to be common fears, challenges, and frustrations that people have, and or common aspirations and goals. And an example is, if I'm creating a mastermind for entrepreneurs, I don't want to put an entrepreneur doing $250,000 in revenue with an entrepreneur doing $20 million in revenue. And it's not because we don't have the same problems. Like as business owners, business problems are universal, right? We have people problems, process problems, sales and marketing problems, cash flow problems. That's universal no matter what size or type of business you're in. Yeah. But it's a matter of respect. It's a mutual respect. The $20 million person is not going to have respect for the $250,000 person. And if you have content or training as part of your program, you either have to dumb it down to the middle, or if you teach to the $20 million person, this person, the 250 feels left behind and vice versa. So that idea of commonality and parity is also critically important.
Yeah, I agree with you. In fact, one of the biggest reasons why I personally sometimes left mastermind, or sometimes I had people leave in my mastermind when I wasn't clear on that, but I let people in without that conversation, that parity that you're talking about. I mean, I'm talking about mistakes that I've made as well, because if someone, you know, when there is someone that pays, now I can like gotta be excited like every entrepreneur does. It's like, oh, money, let's go. And then you realize after, actually I did more harm here, because now this person is either drawing too much attention, or there is not a level of conversation where people are basically living in two different worlds. They're talking about completely different numbers. They're talking about completely different issues. The issue is the same, as you mentioned, but the context is completely different. How you solve it is completely different. The resources that you have are completely different at different levels. So I love what you shared here, because it is about also resisting the temptation when someone wants to join, to then think about the other group members and then see, where would it fit with the rest of what dynamic would that create? If I let this person in, would it add to the dynamic, or would it take away from the dynamic? So thank you for mentioning it. I also have another question, which I think we've talked a lot about business mastermind, but masterminds are just for people that are here listening. Is like, well, I'm not running a coaching, like a business coaching. I'm not a business coach. Are mastermind just for business coaching? Because we talked about a lot about that. Or any industry can have a mastermind, or there are some industries where maybe mastermind, not as effective or effective everywhere. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's a great question. So yeah, a lot of people, when they hear masterminds, they think about business owners, entrepreneurs. It's more common there. I would argue that for lifestyle coaches, mindset coaches, healers, that a mastermind is even a better model than for business coaches. And the reason is because in lifestyle transformation, healing, changes don't happen in 6 or 8 weeks. I mean, not that changes can't happen in 6 or 8 weeks, of course, but lifelong changes typically don't, right? Like, you know, a 6 month, 12 month, or just an ongoing program is much more suited to, you know, lifelong transformations that people can make. So the mastermind model works very well for non-business people, not targeting the business market. And again, it's a question of putting the puzzle pieces together to figure out, you know, what is the combination of things that you want to take advantage of your superpowers as a guru and expert and coach, as well as what do your folks need? You know, what benefits them the most, and design a program around that.
Exactly. So it can be industry-wide. It doesn't matter if you're a business coach or not, actually. It's about that container and that people that have a common goal, that are going in the same direction, that are very similar, at a similar stage, coming together and supporting each other, going towards that common goal, or finding that the solution that they're looking for. I love this conversation in particular, because you know, sometimes it's easier to think about, tell me how to run a mastermind. What do I need to put? How do I need to frame it? And of course, I'm sure you have training programs on that. But about the importance of the transformation of the connection creates, because if you get this part, then you can make it part of your business. And in particular, with the changes and the shift that we're going to have in society and that we're already having because of AI, because of the commoditization of training, of information, then what's left is the people that you are with. And you'll find that if you can create this strong container and these strong connections, then people will stick with you for longer because they might join because of you, but they will stay for the others. And that's the longevity that you were talking about. And that I found in my business. Now, at some point, people stopped caring about me. Like, okay, no, Simone, just shut up. I want to stay with my group. I'm like, okay, cool. That's awesome. That's brilliant because then it creates this. It's great for us as a business, and it's great for them as clients. Any final word, any final comment before we wrap up, Jay?
Well, you just stole one of my lines that I often use, which is, you know you've created a great mastermind when 4 to 6 months into it, the people in it want to stay equally as much for the relationships they've now built with the other participants as to the relationship to you as the guru, leader, expert that brought them in the first place. That's when you're cooking with gas. That's when you know you've started to create that human connection piece.
All right, that's awesome. So Jay, before we wrap up, tell us a bit more about the scorecard, what people can expect when they click.
So it just takes a few minutes to complete, and it's gonna give you feedback as to kind of what your strengths and weaknesses are, as to where you're at in your business right now and how this kind of a high-end mastermind type program might fit in and what you need to focus on. So it's people, you know, usually appreciate the feedback it provides to them.
All right, that's brilliant. So you can go to mastermindreadyscorecard.com. So it's mastermindreadyscorecard.com, and that's where you can go to get it. Or otherwise, click the link in the description if you're watching on YouTube, or the link in the show notes if you're listening on the show, on the podcast platform. Jay, it has been an absolute pleasure having you here and having this conversation around connection, around masterminding. Loved every second. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Simone. It's been fun.
All right, everyone. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Again, if you haven't subscribed, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Leave us a review. They are the lifeblood of the show. They're good for the guests. They're good for me. They're good for my ego, for the podcast. They're good for everyone. So hit that 5-star review, and I will see you next time. And always remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.